Thank you, Chair, for this opportunity to offer our preliminary thoughts on this section. As has been recognized by the GGE Guiding Principle D and reiterated by states just now and in previous sessions of the group, accountability for developing, deploying, and using any autonomous weapon system must be ensured in accordance with applicable international law. Operating such system within a responsible chain of human command and control is critical to ensure accountability. On the first paragraph, we share the view of Ireland that legal obligations and the IHR rules on the conduct of hostilities must be fulfilled by those persons who plan, decide on, and carry out military operations. It is humans, not machines, that comply with and implement these rules, and it is humans who can be held accountable for violations. We therefore suggest adding planning before deciding upon and execution of after, to avoid any loopholes in ensuring accountability. To echo remarks made by the distinguished delegate of Australia, allowing attribution of individual responsibility under international law, as well as instituting mechanism for reporting, investigating, and ensuring accountability for IHR violations are not only optional and context-specific measures, but rather clear existing IHR obligations under both treaty and customary international law. In particular, states must exercise the criminal jurisdiction which their national legislations confers upon their courts, be it limited to the territorial and personal jurisdiction or include universal jurisdiction, which is obligatory for grave breaches of the Geneva Conventions. In this spirit, we suggest revising paragraphs 4 and 5 as follows. On paragraph 4, we agree with Australia and Ireland that wording should be added with regard to investigation of any alleged violation of IHL, and such violation of IHL may be related not only to operation of laws, but also development and deployment. So this paragraph could read, states must ensure domestic mechanism so as to allow for the reporting and investigation of any violations of IHL allegedly committed by their nationals or armed forces or on their territory. These domestic mechanisms must address any alleged violations of IHL related to the development, deployment, or operation of laws. On paragraph 5, we share the view of Switzerland and Ireland to the importance of including the imposition of penal sanctions to prevent and suppress violations of international law, including IHL. So this paragraph could read, each state must take all appropriate legislative and other measures, including the imposition of penal sanctions, to prevent and suppress violations of international law, including IHL, by persons or on territory under its jurisdiction or control. Lastly, a section on accountability would be incomplete without addressing state responsibility. Under customary international law, a state is responsible for violations of IHL attributable to it. As pointed by Pakistan and Australia earlier, past GGE reports also reaffirm that every internationally wrongful act involving weapon systems, including laws, triggers international responsibility of the state under international law. We therefore support Ireland's proposal to include a responsibility in the title of this section, and a new paragraph could be added, for example, along the lines of a state is responsible for violations of international humanitarian law attributable to it with respect to the development, deployment, and use of laws. I thank you, Chair. We will be happy to submit our proposals in writing afterwards.